Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's quickie time here on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, and that means that we've got questions today, and we're going to try and answer them as best we can with our relationship expert. I say expert in quote marks. Yes. We've been doing this for 4.5 years now. We know what we're talking about, mostly.
Yes.
But in a little bit of a departure from the normal questions episodes, which is normally that we ask questions, someone asks us questions and we answer them, I actually came across 5 questions that you should ask yourself.
Oh.
About a relationship. And so I wanted to tell the audience the questions that I think they should be asking themselves in any relationship.
So you're in a relationship. Yep. Time to ask yourself. It's some soul searching, some truth seeking, some harshness, some bright light on yourself.
Yes.
Where you say, okay, yeah, all right.
Now, I found this on a reel by the name is Soph and Rach _ because I want to give them credit.
Yes.
And what I'm going to try and do is press play and read the subtitles without the volume so that I can remember what the questions are. So it's, if you're unsure about your relationship, try asking yourself these 5 honest questions.
If you're unsure about a relationship,
yeah.
Right.
If somebody told you that you're a lot like your partner, would this be a compliment to you? That's the first one. Number 2 is, are you truly fulfilled or just less lonely?
Interesting question.
Number 3 is, are you able to be unapologetically yourself, or do you feel the need to show up differently to please your partner?
That's a good one. That's an important one.
Yeah. Number 4 is, are you in love with who your partner is now as a whole, or are you only in love with their good side, their potential, or the idea of them?
Yes.
And number 5, would you want your future imagined child to date someone like your partner?
They're fantastic soul-searching questions to ask yourself. If you're in doubt in your relationship and any of these apply to you, you're probably starting to have some – it's probably going to give you some information that something's got to change at least.
And if you hear those questions and go, nope, absolutely, I'm not answering those, then that's your answer.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's very true, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. If you don't even want to face the questions out of fear of – or a secret fear of what you might uncover. Mm.
But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. There's like, you ask us the questions and sometimes we need to tell you to ask yourself. Questions.
Okay, very good. So,
yeah.
please rewind at your own leisure and to re-listen to all 5 of those and see if they apply to you. If they don't, great, good. I'm glad of it. Now, Elizabeth, the idea of makeup sex, right? That's a quite prevalent thing in society. The idea that, oh, we had a huge argument, but then we had makeup sex and it was fun and great.
Yes.
But does the idea of makeup sex, like, reward poor communication or bad behavior or whatever?
If it's a pattern. That's my knee-jerk reaction is that if you know that you're going to get makeup sex after you
from this
make
poor
up,
behavior.
Then... Yeah. Then I'd say that's a bit of a bad reward inbuilt system that you've put in there. But if it's just something that spontaneously happens and it's a great coming together of two people who've just been sad and now they're so happy that they're back together and it's a spontaneous thing, then great. But I think if it starts to be a habit, then you need to start maybe putting some boundaries down about, okay, maybe not this time, you know, just to kind of not.
Habit's a good word to introduce to this idea. If you're doing it every week or every 2 weeks, yeah, that's good.
Producer Zane has something to say. Mm.
Thoughts, concerns, questions?
No, I just want a little bit of clarification. When you say makeup sex, do you mean you've made up and then you have sex? Or are you having sex to make
as a weapon?
Or as a tool to
fix
the problem or to distract from the problem.
Either or, really, I think.
Because like, one I think is okay, the other one I think is unhealthy.
Well, I definitely think that making up with sex is unhealthy, but I think that make up sex after every single time, like you know that if you just say I'm sorry and shove it under the rug and don't actually address the problem, and because you know that it's sex time now, then that's the problem. If it's a habit,
Yes, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Interesting. We haven't really covered much of the idea of make up sex here.
What about breakup sex?
Breakup sex. What does that mean? So you break up. And you have sex one last time.
Well, see, I'm wondering sometimes when people refer to breakup sex, whether it's one for the road and then you break up, or whether it's we've broken up and we just have sex. Like I've had the latter, right? We've broken up. It was a horrible, awful, painful, horrific breakup. And then I went, I saw them at a thing and we talked and we were talking back at the car, and all of a sudden he just kissed me and it was passionate and like, honestly, to this day, it was probably one of the most raw, like, sexual magnetism. I was like, do you want to come back to my house? He was like, yes, you want to come back to my house. And so we came home and had fucking amazing sex, and then fell asleep holding each other, and then had amazing sex again. And then in the morning I woke up to him putting his pants on going, this was a mistake, and leaving. And I felt so fucking awful, right? Awful. Yep. Because there's that tiny little moment that you're like, this is fixed now.
Yes. I am warm and I'm safe and asleep and with a nice comfy and it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that it's just not healthy, my friends. If you still have feelings for somebody and you haven't talked that you both mutually have those feelings, then you're going to hurt your own feelings by doing it.
Yes.
Whereas if you are high-fiving mates and just decide you want to have sex again one day, that's better. But, like, let that wound heal.
It's probably like most things in life that – sex is a wonderful thing, but it can complicate things if you're not on the right pages, if you're not aligned. So you have to be cautious about it. I'm not going to tell you not to do it, anybody. I'm not a Puritan like that, but it can complicate things, particularly if you're in a breakup and you're both on different emotional pages.
Mm-hmm.
Quick one to wrap up, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Are there any miscolored flags in the dating world? Are there red flags that we call red flags, but they're actually more orange or green? Are there the green flags that are actually? Hang on, are we getting any flags confused? I'm going to go to bat for video games this one.
Yep.
There seems to be a sort of idea out there in the universe and society that if the boy or the man plays video games, that he's
a man
like
child,
a man child, or lazy, or like secretly violent. No, video games is the largest entertainment medium on the planet. It's bigger than TV, bigger than movies. All right, let's fucking calm
down.
Here's
the thing, though. I'm fully for video games because I have both played games. Like, and I do not consider myself a gamer, so I'm not sitting here as a gamer girl going, everyone should play games. I'm sitting here as somebody who appreciates a good game.
Yeah.
Appreciates watching a partner play a good game sometimes because I'm not good enough to play it myself and I just like the storyline, or it playing when I can.
Hmm.
I would say, how long do you scroll on your phone for?
Yeah, very valid.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of activities that people do for long amounts of time that doesn't categorize them as a particular type of person. If that's something that they enjoy and they do it a lot, that's fine. If they play games all the time and are neglecting their house duties or their relationship or you as a whole, that's probably a problem.
No, but the idea,
if I walk into someone's house and I see they've got an Xbox and a Nintendo,
it's
and
a red flag,
you know, no, right. I'd be like, what games you got? You know, like it's not a red flag at all. If I then go into his bedroom and he has a mattress on the floor and no chest of drawers, just a pile of clothes, then that, my friend,
red flags elsewhere. Yes.
Absolutely. But absolutely. No,
not the
I video think there's
games.
A lot of different flags, like where people sometimes think they're a bit red flaggy. And like, I mean, we sort of talked about one in last episode where when people have bad spelling and grammar, some people are like, instant red flag. But I don't think that is a mark of a person that is deficient in some way. I just think if it matters to you, then that's something that matters to you. But it's not an instant red card. Yeah. It matters to me because I'm an editor.
In that arena, my derision would come from if you're proud, anti-intellectualism, if you're proud of being ignorant or proud of being stupid or proud of not doing your grammar, like you're happy and that gives you a sense like, no, fuck off.
Yeah.
That won't do for me. But I don't mind if every now and then you spell your words incorrectly.
Yeah, exactly. Because dyslexia is a thing.
My grammar in text arena is atrocious.
Mine is there's not nothing, great. I will spell most of the time correctly, but I'll try,
But commas and semicolons and apostrophes, they will get skipped over.
I have a green flag. What's a green flag that I think should be more of a yellow flag?
Okay.
Slash red flag. A partner who is like always very permissive. It's like, yes, go do that, or yes, you do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I don't mind, go do it. Because I think that's a behavior that can be masking a bit of trauma or something else that might need to be dealt with in a relationship.
Well, yeah, so
or something that could become toxic in the future if the behavior continues.
Over fawning and over, I can see that.
Who's trying to be the cool partner and let you do because they're, I can see that.
It's like, I can see that sometimes, and maybe this is from a personal experience, maybe that does get thrown back at you later on when they suddenly have a problem.
You do all of the things. I'm a great partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't weaponize behavior that you've started, really. Yeah. I want to know if you's at home, I want to know if you, dear readers, if you have any flags that are a different color.
Miscolored flags.
I think that's a really great topic. Is there something that everyone goes, absolutely not, deal breaker, red flag, that you think, hang on a minute, or something that's like, oh, that's the sign of a well-adjusted person. You're like, well, actually, trauma.
I'm sure there's more. From me bumbling around my silly life, I've seen attitudes online or in person where people are like, yeah, red flag, fuck. And you're like, what, really?
That comes up time and again for me is when I've seen, and I will say it's mostly women that I have seen do this, go, he didn't offer to pay for dinner, red flag. I'm like, what should he?
Yeah.
Why should he?
Thank you, Liz.
That is not an expectation in our society anymore. No. They're like, oh, if he's not taking me out to dinner, then he doesn't deserve me. I'm sorry, no. Reset your expectations, my friend.
Yes.
Nobody owes you shit.
Yeah, let us know what miscolored flags are out there. Have you come across? Have you used? Have you weaponized yourself? Put your hand up. Sometimes
I want to know if you've been the bad guy and you've realized it. I love stories like that. But yeah, any flag that you think has been miscolored or something that's been misunderstood in dating, write in and tell us. ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Until then, I guess I don't know. What's the lesson from today's quickie? I don't know. I'm stumped. All words have gone out of my head.
We don't give. Sometimes we do.
We give like a little, like a thing at the end where we say, you know, it's the thing. Break up sex. Don't do it. It's bad. Don't do it. Goodbye.
No nightmares at all.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.